your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to The Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm. Every day I'm. Every.
That mean I'm a show and I'm a prove it. That mean you a loser for comparing me to losers. That mean I bring green to the blueprint.
Undisputed.
I'm undisputed. That mean I'm a show and I'm a prove it. That mean you a loser for comparing me to losers. That mean I bring green to the blueprint. That mean I'm the best to ever do it. I'm undisputed. That mean I'm a show and I'm a prove it. That mean you a loser for comparing me to losers. That mean I bring green to the blueprint. That mean I'm the best to ever do it. I'm undisputed. Already got two straps, now I'm out to get the rest. You can get the crumbs and scraps, and you can go and get the bread. I'm just trying to get the belts like letters in the alphabet. Vowels in the consonants, champion is what it's spelling. W-O, B-C, B-A, and I-B-F. In another weight class, pound for pound, I'm the best. I'm fighting for legacy, you just fight to get a check. And that's what you call a check, I check you for the disrespect. Keep throwing ones and twos, shooting to something connect. Three and four combinations, seven up into your chest. One and four to the body, lungs just losing their breath. Rain down with the punches, showers, kitchen sinks is next. Franchise, email champ, IBO is left. Undisputed and I'm ruthless, shooting at whoever's next. Oliverse listing, laid out on the map. Looking to the next weight class, anybody can get it. That mean I'm a show and I'm a prove it. That mean you a loser for comparing me to losers. That mean I bring green to the blueprint. That mean I'm the best to ever do it. I'm undisputed. That mean I'm a show and I'm a prove it. That mean you a loser for comparing me to losers. That mean I bring green to the blueprint. That mean you're the best to ever do it.
Yeah, I'm young book, big pause. Like David Haney, lines only Charlo, fuck you, payment. On, stopping on, I wanna be just like Mike. Heavyweight like Lennox, but bitch, I do bite. Your face, I abuse if you're thinking that I'm Usyk. Turn you to a pack of weed, same way but Crawford do it. I'm something special, cinnamon, I go Canelo. I might ride trucks, but I fuck you up just like John Taylor, ho. Shout out to Kaylee, but I do it my way like a new way. A bit, but I won't respect like B-Hop, let's start the movement. It's lethal James Payne, my bloodline thick like Roman Reigns. Throw the left hook like Jermaine, I'm on a concussion campaign. McCasker did it like the woke, they got it done for show. You know, discern the camera run, they ready with the smoke. Brackets, get them bitches what's happening. Do it in Roger fashion, Clint's code with the action.
I'm undisputed. That mean I'm a show and I'm a prove it. That mean you a loser.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, presenting to you Border Wars, coming to you every Wednesday at 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Yeah, I got to reset that clock. I'm a little bit behind on the start time, but we're here nonetheless to discuss everything that is Border Wars, you know. We got a couple of subjects on docket today. That's going to be, obviously, Alex Vega stepping up to the plate. He and Rocky Rodriguez meeting up and getting some work in. So we're going to go straight into it. We're not going to waste any time. For anybody who wants to call in, now is the time to start getting in queue so that we can get to you. Get in, get out. It's the OG's Classic. So, Vega is the shorter fighter, obviously. And Rocky is the heavyweight. Oh, Vega with the hook there. Another hook to the body. Good jab by Rocky. Strong jab by Vega there. Vega not holding anything back on Rocky. I wonder what the neighbors think of these guys. Rocky definitely not letting his hands go, James Benitez. So you see that. If you keep him, you know, active, and by that I mean by if you keep him busy throwing punches at him, he's shelling up. He's not letting go. Look, he's circling. He's circling. And this is the issue with not sparring in the ring, right? But, hey, you got to do what you got to do. This is better than not sparring at all. But the issue with not sparring in the ring, you don't get a feel for them ropes. You don't know where them ropes are at. You don't get to practice leaning on them ropes and countering off them ropes. But he's taking some shots. There he go. He let his hands go a bit. He's got to do that a little bit more. Hopefully he has more confidence with James, who's more or less on his level. Good right hand there by Rocky, though. Nice. Nice. Looks like our friend Alex Vega loves the left hook. I'd like to see some setup from Alex. He's more experienced, you know. Good right hand again by Rocky. So, James, you certainly have to worry about the lead right hand punching you in the face. Well, nobody want to hear that, bro. It ain't hot. Why does did this? All right, we forced to watch at this angle. Uh-oh, look at Rocky fainting now. Okay, okay. A lot of moving, though. A lot of moving. We got to get some punches going here. Can't win a fight if you don't throw no punches. Alex loving that left hook. Alex obviously has more stamina. He's been training longer, so he's able to throw these combination punches on Rocky. Rocky is able to make do because of his size. He's a bigger guy, obviously. But they throw him with some heat. You heard that last punch. Vega can't help himself but throw hard.
Pop him straight.
Big miss by Vega.
Bro.
All right. Well, that is that. Let's see here. All right. Well, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show, putting this episode in the eyes of boxing fans that don't know. We rocking out every day. Today will be three times a day. So that was footage of Alex Vega and Rocky Rodriguez. Vega and Rocky met up. I think there's about another round left or so with sparring. Also, just want to remind everybody that we are looking for a 160-68-pounder for Big Bay Quinn. Big Bay Quinn has signed up. He's ready to rock and roll, and he also wants to participate. He wants to get in the ring and swing. So, you know, if someone is out there, is a novice, and they're trying to get in there, Big Bay is willing. So we got one more round from Rocky and Vega. This is your final round of sparring. Good body work by Vega. Nice left hook up top by Rocky. Rocky does have good form. Obviously, Vega is throwing more punches. You know, he's a smaller weight division. He's consistently been working out, so he's able to throw more punches. But you can see the good that's here with Rocky. He looks a little short, though, because Vega isn't the tallest guy. You know, I'm looking for somebody to beat up Supermax. Supermax out here ducking. He only cherry picking. I need somebody to call him out and put him on Front Street. But Rocky looking a little short. He might have a tough time with Max. Max imposes that size, which obviously in this sparring, Alex cannot do. He could only impose his will, use his athleticism and stamina, but it's good work. They need to meet up again. You know, Rocky certainly needs to take the drive to meet up with Alex to get this work. He's got to improve for sure. Look at his sweater. You can see how much he's sweating, so this is good for him. Keep in mind, I always tell y'all, sparring's the best cardio. Look at the top side of his sweater, how dark. And the bottom, how different color gray. And I'm assuming that's from the moisture, right? Because it certainly looks that way. Like it's wet up top and dry during the bottom. But, and it's good work. It's good work. They certainly need to, you know, do this again. For the sake of Rocky, I know that Alex gets work at his gym. He doesn't have an issue getting sparring. It's a little more difficult for Rocky. So he certainly should be trying to get with Alex, Keen, and anyone else, even Anthony Forbes. The whole Florida TBV Border Wars community needs to link up and, you know, try to meet up to get that work in. But that was that final round there. We're taking callers once again. If you're interested, Discord is available. Twitter Spaces is also available. The landline. I'm going to make the landline available in just a bit. For anybody that wants to call in, feel free. We're talking Border Wars. We're 30 days out, ladies and gents. 30 days out. So it's almost time to get in the ring and shine, man. We also got some footage to show of Anthony Forbes' opponent. He got some work with a pro fighter in preparation for this bout, and we're going to get to that. Now, all this footage can be seen on our Facebook Border Wars group. where, you know, you can always get updated on everything that is the Boxing Voice Border War series. But let's get to that. This is on the Facebook group as well. This is Jerome Lambert, who is a pro boxer, and he's working with Nathan, who is going to be fighting Anthony Ford. So Nathan, certainly more aggressive. He'll be the one making the fight with Anthony. Anthony, more of that Lambert style, more of a mover. Uh-oh, he done decided to go landscape now. That ain't gonna work, champ, Lord.
Where's that catch and shoot, Jerome? Work on that.
Thanks, Adrian.
More than one, though.
And didn't you notice when you uploaded it that you did this? What the fudge?
You seem to be standing kind of still, Jerome.
I thought we was working on work while moving. They be blowing shit. You can't watch that. You be giving people a headache. There we go. What we got here? 4 minutes here. So you can tell Jerome is working on being on the outside, but, you know, that pressure of Nathan is still causing Jerome not difficulties, but causing him to work, causing him to do exactly what they're working on, moving, keeping his legs moving, not getting caught in the corner.
You guys punching off the touch. We're still working on all that.
Good triple jab there by Nathan. He's coming up short, but that's how you cut the distance. That's how you properly cut the distance. And, you know, he's active. The judges are seeing him throwing punches. They're seeing him be the aggressor. This is all good for amateur boxing, you know. Jerome, on the other hand, is a professional fighter, so he's doing that. You can give away some Oh, fucking hell. All right. Well, you know, don't say I didn't try. But these were the two guys in question. They obviously got some good work in. Shout out to the photographer who ruined the footage. But, yeah, salute Jerome Lambert. Good luck on his fight in the professional bout. And, obviously, Nathan is going to be taking on Anthony Fowler. Now, I mean, Anthony Forbes. Forbes, I'm pretty sure, dropped some new sparring with Keem the Dream. So this guy's looking for a fight. I don't think that Super Mex wants any of this right here. Right, Mex? Let us know. He's a heavyweight. What y'all think? Should Mex take this fight? He ain't that tall, Max. Look at his trainer. His trainer's, you know, same size, bro. Don't get caught up in pad work. I mean, he's obviously been training. He could catch and shoot. He could do nice pad work, but pads don't hit back, Max. Don't you be scared. That's Kevin. For anybody that's looking for a heavyweight fight, he's 27 years old. He's ready to rock and roll. Where you at? Where you at? This Chris Vega. This is Alex Vega's opponent. He made a whole vlog pulling into the gym. Okay. Oh, he's locking in. It's just him. Nobody allowed.
Oh, shit. Can't see there. Hey, let me show you what I'm working with over here.
Okay, so that's how you're doing this, DJ Chris. He's a DJ outside of being a police officer. But we can't get flagged out here with your reggaeton, even though I rock with you that you rock with the reggaeton. And shout out to Chris for giving us the motherfucking... wait, why does that look like a Puerto Rican flag on his arm? Hold up. Can the real Puerto Rican police stand up? What's that over there? We're going to keep an eye on that left arm. Looking like he got some red Puerto Rican flag going on there. Could it be a Mexican flag? I don't know. We'll check here. What do we got? Oh, that is like a Cuban flag, Puerto Rican flag. What the fuck? So is he Puerto Rican or is he Cuban, bro? Supermax don't even know how to promote his fighter. He got everybody thinking his fighter's a Mexican, bro. This is sad. Oh, he's still chubby, though. 4 weeks out, 30 days out. He got that little gutty gut. Ay, chi, chi. Oh, that was like some MMA hooks right there with the elbow included. Okay, agility ladder. Getting that footwork right. I hope this blog isn't update, meaning I hope this wasn't like, oh, yesterday, and this is how he looked. Because he dropped it August 1st, which was 2 weeks ago. So he certainly could have lost weight. This is 2 weeks old right here. Yeah, this is the issue with training and stuff. He's not properly stepping with that jab. But, hey, he's giving it his all here. Good work on the speed bag. Starting to get toned in the shoulders and in the biceps, though. You can see he's back in the gym for sure. Okay, we get some heavy bag work. Oh, led with the right there. Oh, good. Uh-oh. Left hook certainly got faster. A little bit wide on that second one. He's a dog. That's what we know. He's a dog. But that's certainly a Cuban or a Puerto Rican flag. So we need to find out what's going on with that. His manager doesn't even participate in the shows anymore. I mean, I don't know. Somebody need to fire him. Fire Supermax. He not representing Chris properly here, but let's see if he cut the music. Nah, he's still on his DJ. Okay, he working that gut. You know, from the research I've seen, you can't target stomach fat. Fat is fat. It's everywhere. It's just got to come off. Some people get to burn it faster in the stomach. Faster in the arms, faster in the legs, but there's no targeting the body fat. The stomach fat, excuse me. So he gave the other Vega the shh. Like, we working. Don't worry about what we doing. We working over here. Okay, so he's half Puerto Rican. Oh, you see, we didn't get that. We didn't get that part of the story. Uh-oh. Things took a twist. Things took a twist now. It's no more the battle of the Vegas. It's the battle of who's really the Puerto Rock. You feel me? What else we got? Anybody else drop the footage? Looks like that's all the latest footage. Actually, no. I know we got some Anthony Forbes footage here in the other Border Wars Facebook group that I am looking for. Give me one sec as I pull that up. Uh-huh. No, this is Jerome and Nathan. Keem dropped it in here. Here we go. Me and Forbes. Bam. We got it. Let's go. Keem and Forbes coming up. This is Keemachenko and Anthony Forbes. Anthony Forbes is going to be taking on Nathan that was just sparring a pro. So both getting very good sparring. Good straight left there by Anthony. Good right hook by Anthony. Now, I'm told this is Anthony's third round. So keep that in mind that, you know, he's tired. But he's landing that right hook on Keem. Look, another right hook. Keem is just, you know, more experienced, mentally putting that pressure on him, walking him down, staying behind the high guard. But Forbes, not a bad mover. See, this is his third round. He's tired already. Keem trying that left hook, right hand. 3-2 combination. Forbes with the 1-2. Forbes is tired, though, Nathan. You got to know that you got to jump on Forbes. You got to jump on him and stay on him. Get him tired. Keep him tired. Look, hands down, he's tired. You got to stay on him. But this is good work from Forbes because Keem is certainly elite. Oh, good hook by Keem.
The punches.
Keem beating him to the body now. He getting away with that 3-2 combination.
Hands up.
And that's usually the big thing. If you can throw combination punches at this level, you're probably going to be more successful than your opponent because, you know, at this level, it's not a lot of people throwing combinations. You know, they're working on the jabs and the right hands. They're a bit timid. They're nervous.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
If you're already throwing combos, you're already, you know, at an advantage. But, yeah, I am available. Phone calls, phone lines are open for anybody who wants to call in. Looks like we got Moose. What'd it do?
Check 1-2, check one.
Straight.
Yeah, that was some good form. Some good footage by Vega and Rocky. You can clearly see that Vega gets a lot more work in. Very active. Saw him working, you know, hitting the counters, throwing combinations, pivoting. I saw Rocky. Rocky was looking relaxed, you know, looking smooth. Wasn't throwing much. Was on the defensive, but nonetheless, he was still looking good. The brother that was on the pads, heavyweight, was looking good. You know, low-key looking like David Benavidez out there. what else? The brother with the flag, he was looking good as well. Salute to him and his motivation to get out there and get things done on his own when no one's around. major props to that. Me personally, I won't be in this Border Wars, but I will be in the next one. I want to give a major shout-out to Bo Mason, Al Heyman. You know what I'm saying? The number one promoter in TBV. And shout out to all my constituents. You know what I'm saying? Shout out SDX Renzi. I got that from you. I like that word right there. But, yeah, I hope everybody have a blessed day. If you train and train hard, stay consistent. And keep God first. I'm out. One love.
All right. We got Bo in Bama. What up? Bo, man, I called you today, bro. You played me, bro.
I did. Hold on. What the hell did that?
That was me trying to connect Adrian via Skype Lite.
Shit. Nah, you called me probably like an hour ago, and then after you called me, you started the show. Well, by the time I started hitting you up, so, you know, we had to get the show on Discord as well. But how you doing?
I'm good. What up with you?
Oh, well, it ain't nothing we could talk about on air. Is it off-air conversation?
Yeah, off-air convo.
Bet. Yeah, man, I can't believe we here, man. We officially 30 days out, and I can be more excited. You might not hear it in my voice because it's a little warm. It's a little hot down here. I'm a little exhausted. I've been traveling and things like that. I'll be in Columbus, Ohio next week. I'll get a Pilot Stans, man. He got the highest intro in World Wars history, bro. That shit is fire. Him and James Brown.
Ooh, he breaking up, son. Awful. Bo, try and reconnect. You we're certainly call you janky.
You may feel like it's your
Adrian
time,
Rowan.
But it's not your
what
time.
It do. You on mute, homie. Sound check elect. What it do with the sound check elect? You there? All right. Well, in the meantime, in
check,
the,
check, check.
Oh, one, two. He's alive. He's alive.
All right. All right. What's going on, brother?
What up with you? Yo, no so talk to me about that heavyweight I just showed that you was working with, 27 years old. He don't look too tall. You think, is he too experienced for Mex? Because he is putting his combinations together pretty well, and he does sound like he got some pop.
Nah, he'll kill Mex. No offense to Mex. He used to box amateur back in the day, and he had dreams of going pro, so nah. He definitely way too... I mean, I wouldn't say he's in shape, right? But I think that he just has too much hand speed, power, and skill for Mex. Mm. I think that for anybody who's maybe a little bit younger, he'll be a good fight for.
So,
but you'd have to have like somewhat experience.
So,
like,
so did you not try to offer that to Sean?
I offered a lot of things to Sean. He just didn't want him.
Okay.
I think, basically what Sean said is he did not have enough time to train. There was another guy that I offered him. I would have offered him this guy. This would have been a fair fight. Like, yeah. They're both experienced. They both got around the same amount of fights, except all my other guys are USA Boxing from, like, 10 years ago, right? But that would have been a good fight. They're both not in great shape, but they can both punch hard, and they both got skill. But Sean said that wasn't going to be something he was going to do this time. And even my guy, like, he's not in great shape. He shows up, helps out with the kids, donates a lot of stuff and his time to the gym. But he's not in great shape. So any heavyweight out there who's looking to get off the couch or used to box or anything like that, that would be great. I think he would have been the perfect fight for G-Von, to be honest with you. That would have been an even fight.
G-Von claims that he needs someone big because he's big. But listen,
he's 250.
He's not fighting.
That guy's 250.
No, I hear you, but he's short though. You know, he's not fighting. And I mean G-Von, so we're gonna leave that alone. We don't want to trigger him. But did you find anybody for our guy Big Bay Quinn, 6'1" southpaw, looking to fight at either 160, 168?
So there's nobody currently in Conquer Club. I had a conversation with him earlier today. Yeah. Got all his stuff in Conquer Club. Unfortunately, there are people in Conquer Club for him, but nobody with like two or three fights. The guy I got with the least amount of experience in there right now has 9 fights.
We need to get him somebody with no fights.
Yeah, but exactly. I'm just telling you what I'm telling you. Everybody
he's
in
not,
Conquer
he's
Club.
Not, he's not that. I mean, like, this is some good work. I'm going to show it because it's Border Wars. I was waiting for him to get an opponent. You know, I ain't trying to scare you punks off. This kid coming off the street doing this type of shit. So I know y'all going to be scared. But, see, he just got caught there. Let's take it back so you can see he gets caught. But he's still decent. And look, you can tell he switched. Look, he's in Orthodox. Orthodox. Right now he's going to be in southpaw. But he still looks good for it to be, you know, for him to be just getting in the ring. Like, I would love for him to get a fight so him and Vega could be next if they win.
I got a guy in mind for him. I just got to reach out to the coach.
Yeah, but it's we don't want that, nobody too experienced.
Well, the guy only has one fight. He fought one of my fighters. My fighter dropped him. He knocked him out with a body shot. But it's just some dude. He's probably about 30 years old. The guy was training in his garage, decided to sign up for one of our events, showed up, bought all his shit there new. Like, he bought his headgear, his hand wraps. The man came with nothing. He didn't even come with a coach in his corner. He just showed up to bang it out. And I'll give him credit. The first round, through sheer activity, he was definitely winning on the cards. Like, I had to tell my guy, I was like, bro, why are you letting this dude beat you? Like, he's not on your level. And then my guy went out there and hit him with a couple body shots, and it was over. But definitely on the level of him. The only thing is, I got to see what weight he is, because he fought my guy at 152. He needs to be within 10 pounds of him. And that's what I told him. He's got to be within 10 pounds of his opponent. So if I can get this guy, it would only be his second fight. And the guy obviously was not training out of any gym. And he just joined a gym. So I think right now that's going to be my best option for him. Because I think skill-wise, after seeing that, he actually looks better than this guy did. I mean, this guy was just in there with nothing but his balls and able to throw and throwing punches. That's what he did. He came, he brought pressure. His defense wasn't good. I mean, there was a lot of not great things about him, but he came to fight.
For sure. Yeah, man, we just need a few matchups. I would like to get Super Mex a fight. You know, the issue is, his weight class, he's better suited finding people in the Masters division to be, you know, that weight, that height. It's hard to find that weight, that height, his age bracket. Have you been able to find him anything? Does he need to upload to Conquer in order for that to start?
Yeah, I mean, here's the biggest thing, and this is what I'm going to tell you guys who are joining and want to do this. I need you to, you know, join Conquer Club, okay? Because as you can see, I don't know if you can see on my phone here. See, there's our event right on Conquer Club. Once you have your USA Boxing information in there, you can find the event and you can box on card. And speaking of a couple things, another thing on Conquer Club, we have a fight. I believe it's James Benitez and Rocky Rodriguez.
Yeah.
James, I need you to put your weight at a little less than it is, because it won't allow me to match you that way. You can fight 203 and up, but I need you to go down a few pounds just so I can match you in the system. It really doesn't matter what you weigh fight night or what you get down to, but for me to match you, you need to put your weight closer to the 203 mark, because I think it's putting you in the super heavyweight category because it's just an app. So I'm gonna need you to put your weight down a little bit further, maybe just put it at 225 so I can make the matchup. They will match you guys up. The weight's not gonna matter. I've matched up guys who are 176 with guys who are 225. It's really not that big of a deal when you're dealing with the commission and certain things. So just a request so we can get that officially in there. Another request, you guys, if you got to inbox me privately, I know I told this to Tip Bayless, please inbox me your full name if you are in Conquer Club right now and your opponent's full name. A lot of you guys got nicknames on the show. I can't find you in Conquer Club under a nickname, so just make sure that I get your actual government name in private so I can match you guys up so I can see where I'm at as far as how many bouts I have already for Border Wars.
All right, I got Bo. Well, I thought I had Bo.
But yeah, you guys, if you're looking to join, get that stuff in there to Conquer Club. There's plenty of like other people that are putting their information in. I mean, as of right now, we have 108 people signed up for our show in Conquer Club. 108.
And they need to be matched.
Right, right. So basically, when you look at it, when I go to my matchmaker screen, I have 10 matches
available. How many heavyweights available?
Well, I can hold on. Give me a second here, and I can filter out and look for a certain weight. Let's go here. Two oh three and up, right?
Yeah.
What we're looking at. All right. Let me see here.
Well, if anybody wants to call in while we're waiting to confirm any available heavyweights that we could potentially match Supermax with, now is the time. Discord available, and so is the landline. If not, that is a wrap, and we'll be back at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Let's see here. Let's see here. Oh, wait. Yeah, just taking me a second to filter these guys out.
No worries, man. No worries. Just, okay, looks like James is available. He's taking on Rocky Rodriguez. James, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Ness? What's up, Adrian? Hey, Adrian, man, after I get off the road and everything, I'll take care of that for you, man.
For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with the moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
You know, I'm in the process of making myself more body beautiful. You know, I'm down 29 pounds since I started taking this shit seriously. So I'm already less than the weight that I put on Cocker Club initially, man. So, you know, that was my projected weight initially. But everything's going in the right direction. Yo, that was good work, man, with Vega and Rocky, man. You know, I was impressed. I was impressed a little bit. You know, he looked good in moments. He did look like he leaned over a little bit on some of his punches. But, you know, all it's about is just us trying to work better, to get in better shape, and just try to give a good show. So I look forward to seeing Rocky, man, for the first time, you know, face-to-face in the ring. And, you know, y'all can say what y'all want, think what y'all want, man, but we're putting our hearts into this shit, man, trying to give y'all the show for the community. What's up, Ness? You got anything for me, man?
Nah, I need some new footage, champ. I see Rocky putting out good footage here.
Also, James, I know I've asked you this, and I'm going to ask Rocky, and I'm going to ask everybody in the community who's fighting. If you can send me good poster pictures, Anthony Forbes, could you send me a better picture? Because you gave me a selfie time.
Adrian, how about peep this. I'll go to JCPenney, man. I seen how your footage is when you taking ring photos and shit. I'm going to go to JCPenney with my boxing gear and take some photos for you. How about that, man? I'll take some nice headshots and all
I just
that
want,
shit.
I just want one that of you facing your opponent. Make it easier for me, right. Not harder. It's all for right. You, right? This is, right. I'm promoting your match, right?
You promote my match. You promoting on my match, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate you always, man. I'll make time for that.
That's all I ask. You know, this is me making your guys' posters, and the better picture you give me, the better your poster works. You know, it's easier to sell. It's easier to package. Just make my job easy. That's all.
For sure. For sure.
And I'm not just picking on you, brother. That's a lot of people sent me bogus pictures.
No. Man. Look, man. Hey, you a thorough motherfucker, Adrian, man. So, you know, I know you're consistent with your shit. So it's all good, man. It's all good. And Ness, man, I got some high level eyes working on me on some fundamentals and techniques and shit like that, man. And that's on him just to release the content and everything like that, man. But he's been a busy man too. So, you know, I ain't gonna impress the guy. So that is what it is there.
Who got the content? What subliminal is that? Who got the content?
Man, you know, like I said, man. I guess we'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah, no,
Friday,
I know.
Man, whenever that day.
Okay, yeah. No, I know what you're saying, but damn, you don't get to get it too?
My nigga, man, I'm there to work and train, nigga. Like, I'm there to work and train, you know, but nah, it's cool. I'm looking forward to the Unguarded, for the Unguarded series for all the other fighters. Adrian, I'll go ahead and contact you, man, and go ahead and get that photo taken care of, and I'll do the update as requested. As always, man, shout out to you and shout out to the community as always. 30 days out, I guess we got to get our runs in, get our little extra work in, keep fine-tuning shit, and, man, let's not make a fool of ourselves. I'm out, Ness.
All right.
So I want to talk about heavyweights, people in the heavier category that I see right now in Conquer Club. I got a guy who's 190 pounds, just under heavyweight, but remember that they give a lot of weight. He's 21 years old and has four amateur fights. A Jose Martin Chaparro. All right. Now we got a Jacob Sarmina, 198 pounds, 22 years old. 5 fights. All right. Let me go through a little bit more. Now we got Diego Facio, 245 pounds, 23 years old, but he's got 8 fights. Okay, here's the
boys.
Guy I'm talking about.
All young
for,
boys.
For, here's a, the guy I'm talking about for that Big Bay guy. It looks like he's got a few more fights, but if I'm being really honest, he's not good. This is a guy who pulls up and just has balls and fights. But he's Antonio Williams, 152 pounds, 27 years old, says he's got 5 bouts. I'm pretty sure they're all losses. He's not very skilled. he looks like a dude. He looks like most of the guys out of here, okay, you guys? He works in his garage, hits bags. He just got a coach. He was doing the MMA thing. We got 203 pounds, 27 years old, 0 bouts, fighting out of UFC gym, George Del Junco. We got Sean Jones, who's not fighting, so that doesn't matter. Let's see here. I see Rocky in here. Obviously, CYP's in there. But that's pretty much it for heavyweights. So them few guys that I named off, those are the guys who are 27 and older, because most of you guys in the community are not, you're adults. But that's what we got right
shit,
now as far as heavyweights.
I didn't even hear any 27-year-old heavyweight. I heard all 21s and 23s. But I got Bo in Bama. What up?
Adrian, man, you gotta stop pressing the fighters, man. You irritating the Bama Bo promoting fighters, man. I know you got beef. I know you want us to beat up OC, but OC can't sell out a fish fry, man. He the Sean Porter of TPP. Nobody knows him. Nobody cares about him. And I know you passed it, but I just want to remind you that nobody knows him. Nobody cares about him. Alex
Bo,
Baker,
Bo, he sells James tickets in Wisconsin. Sean sells two tickets. He's got two guys.
Man, you sound just like a promoter, man. Y'all asked for a pull, y'all guys. Lost the pull, and y'all ducking, man. Nobody want to hear that
Listen, like, I'm just saying, CYP, don't nobody know CYP here in Wisconsin. They just know him on the show. This event is bigger than the show. This is boxing.
Heavyweight fight. We asked for a line. We ain't asked for an old man. Jarrettall taking motherfucker. Nah, bro.
Hey, I'm saying it. Then, I mean, do you want to bet $100 that if that fight happens, that CYP loses? Man. I got $100 that says OC wins unanimous.
I ain't going to put
the old man wins unanimous.
And on the if that I know the certainty that ain't going to happen, I know that ain't happening. So it ain't no if. It's a never happening action, man. It's never happening.
Yeah, because he never fights.
Right there specifically.
Yeah, he's not going to show up and fight. That's cool, bro. But that's all you – like I said, we talked before, Bo. All you had to say is CYP ain't fighting in this border wars. Cool, it's dead. He don't want to fight OC, that's fine.
Yeah, and then now the camp time that got cut, it ain't even worth it no more. We had everything set up. It was going to be great. And, you know, it just fell apart. You know what I'm saying? Not on our behalf, but on the other side. We would have had to pay the fucking guy to get in the ring at this point.
Bro, what is we talking about here? We don't care about that fight. That shit not happening.
Yeah. If it ain't happening, we don't got to talk about it.
And then you press.
Just don't sit there and be. Don't cap and say that someone from the city where Border Wars is happening can't sell tickets. That sounds stupid.
They ain't got no footage. There's one guy who I truly respect from Wisconsin. His name is Nathan. And you trained him, so I got to respect you. But that I like
Chino
Nathan,
ain't never lost a round. You don't respect Chino? Chino been showing up and wrecking shit. What are you talking about?
Man, Chino got a broken he got a broken shoulder. He can't do
But what I'm saying is, but you saying you don't respect him, even though he's done a lot in Border Wars?
Y'all need some new young talent. You better put your money on Nathan, man. That's the best thing y'all got.
You don't even got no talent. What fighter does Bama Bo have in a car?
Alex Vega, James Benitez. Next question.
One dude need to update the footage. The other dude had to be threatened to send footage. Come on, man. Y'all got to get y'all shit together.
And we told you, the last time me and you spoke on the show about footage and things like that, I promised and guaranteed you would get what you got. You know what I'm saying? When we deliver. You know what I'm saying?
It looked like I had to make a whole show about it.
Never didn't have it. You hear me? It's like you never didn't have the footage. You got three rounds with Rocky. You know what I'm saying? That's two birds with one stone. And then you got a full fight with him in the gym, security camera footage. You know what I'm saying? Y'all press the man. Let him work, man. He doing good. He trying to catch a body. We got $300 for every Puerto Rican that's with Bama Bo Promotions. They get a stoppage. That's James Benitez. That's Vega. They could get $300 apiece. And if only one of them get a knockout, they get the $600. How about that? You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing the bounty game, man. We building up these guys. They building themselves better than I can even build. You know, they doing a damn good job. I'm proud of them. And I need Adrian Rowan to
get
off
them guys. We need fights, man. I thought you was a promoter. We need to get you some fighters, Adrian.
Hey, Bo, realize, listen, I didn't want to have to do this, but I'm lining up some of the top amateurs to fill the card. So what do you mean get some fighters? I'm putting on 20 fights. The TBV community only has so many people that signed up. What you want me to work with? What you want me to work with? Like give me something to work with. There's what, five guaranteed TBV fights, and I'm doing 15 other ones to make sure that there's butts and seats. Hold on, Bo. I'm making sure. Do you want to fight in front of 500 people or 100 people?
That is true. Where the Milwaukee fighter? All we've seen is Nathan, man. Where the Milwaukee fighters at?
And he looked good. I'm proud of Nathan.
Well, nobody wants. Hold on. Nobody wants to fight OC. Hold on.
We at your house. We at your
Nobody wants to fight OC. Hold on a second. Just let me talk. No one wants to fight OC.
OC,
right?
It's old C. Old C. Old C.
Yeah, everybody,
that don't matter. That don't matter.
He's active, bro.
That shit sound wild.
He's not active, bro.
He is active. He got more fights than you in his USA amateur book.
Because I'm not a fighter. I'm a shit talker. All
right, he got more fights.
I'd have been on niggas' ass. Y'all to know I was
He got y'all more fights than your fighters.
Like y'all
he got more fights. He got more fights than all your fighters put together.
Listen, listen. I got Daryl Hudson at 168 pounds. I've been trying to find him a fight, but he got 9 fights. The problem with a lot of the guys in the community is y'all want people with 0 fights. It's no hard fight. For me to find grown-ass men who have their boxing book here in Wisconsin that have 0 to 2 fights. I'm finding guys.
See, back in
it's
the
just,
day,
you don't want
day,
you don't want to fight them. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Check this out. When Border Wars were just smokers, you had it going on. Why? Because you would pick a motherfucker up from the bar and take his ass to the gym, get him in shape to show up and fight on the card. Back in them day, you was pulling out UFC motherfuckers, all type of shit. You was the man. But now
those
you're
are. But listen, James.
I'm still in the street.
James Clark,
you know,
was
saying?
A pro
Diamond,
fighter
Diamond's
and can't get his
mother,
USA
man,
boxing. But I'm explaining
shit.
Something to you.
Wait till y'all see what James Benitez do. James Benitez doing everything in his power to get the most high level training he can get, and he getting it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Baby, you see, I ain't even got to speak on him. Just know we coming for one reason and one reason only. Win championships and get pussy. That's it, man. We leave.
I mean, you definitely
no,
going to get some pussy, right?
with no scrapes, no scratch, no nothing. None but victories, man. Champagne, popping bottles, all that, man. It's up. And the next one, if it's in Vegas, we really taking over because that's my second home. If it's in Milwaukee again, we're going to heat that bitch up. Just like we about to heat it up this time. It's cold until we show up. You hear me? For real. Yeah.
All right. Bama. Anyway. Oh, my bad.
That's it.
Oh, that's it.
Nah, that's it. That's it. That's it. I'll call you after the show.
All
right. You hit me up when you get available again. I'm back
sure.
at home.
All right. We got Queen City Cobra.
Yo. Checking in, man. Stuff starting to heat up a little, but I feel like I hear a possible matchup brewing in the future. Bama Bo against Rowan. What? Can we see that in the Vegas Border Wars?
I mean, Bama just said he's not a fighter, so I doubt he's fighting former fighter, now coach Adrian Rowan.
I mean, you know, you got a point to prove. You got a point to prove. Nah, you know, it's heating up, so we're getting there. I'll be there. I was talking to Bo offline a couple of days ago about, you know, trying to get up. I'm going to be up. I'm going to be in Chicago for work anyway, so I'm going to come up there a few days early, you know, spar with a couple of Wisconsin guys, you know. OCO last one a little work, so I might get in there for a couple rounds with him, too. So, you know, but I'm excited to see, man. I'm excited to get up there. It's been a long time, so, you know, I'm about to take my ass to the gym right now. I've been, you know, I had to get a new bionic knee and all that, so.
Damn.
Functional.
Hey, not make sure you still can't move so we can spar. I don't want to run after you.
Yeah, I'm still, you know, still immobile, you know, but you got to be careful, man. I know how to adjust.
It's all right. Hey, listen, this time we gonna throw more than like a combined 10 punches the whole 3 rounds, right?
Hey, listen, that was your fault, man. That was your fault. All I'm doing is taking a step back. You supposed to from I had a whole game plan and I judged off of when you fought Dan in Pittsburgh. I'm like, okay, this guy got a motor. Okay, I gotta be on my toes. All right, I can't get caught in the corner. Okay, he gonna throw a lot of punches. All right.
Hey, I had a game plan too. I thought you was gonna come forward with that wild ass left hand, bruh. I was waiting on you.
Yeah, see, I think we was both thinking the same thing, and that's what happens when fights look like that, you know. So then I heard Ness yelling at me and shit. So I'm like, oh, okay, let me go throw some punches and shit, you know. But you know, it was a good time. That Florida one was fun, man. That was a good little time.
So this one
is in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, we are 10 minutes from the airport when you land in Milwaukee. So we're really considered South Milwaukee. Downtown Milwaukee, like the Buck Stadium, is about 15 minutes away to drive downtown from the event center. Yeah. And like I said, we got a Carbon Steakhouse is going to be sponsoring the official TBV after party. So that's a real nice spot. So, you know, all you guys, after you're done fighting or whatever, just make sure, you know, dress casual, you know, dress to impress to go to the club later. You know, don't come there in your sweats and beaters.
Put me in for that. Yeah, I love a little dope situation like that. I might pick me up a little something new, you know. Got to stay on the
You should, man. It's real nice. I sent Ness some pictures. Like, it's a real, real nice spot. It's going to be a great spot to do what we do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited about that, man. So how many fights, how many Border Wars fights we got on this one? What, five?
Only five so far, man. We still need a couple fighters. We got Big Bay Quinn need a fight. OC need a fight. Super Max need a fight. And a few others, man. We still got a couple community members need fights.
Yeah, that's on me too. Go ahead.
Nah, CYP and Bo don't want to take the fight. They say he's too old.
Hey, I got an idea. Why about, I mean, they don't know him, but how about CYP versus Kevin?
Who is that?
The dude I showed, the heavyweight. I mean, CYP ain't afraid of fighting nobody, whatever, but he's probably not big enough.
You can ask Bo, but if they don't want to fight OC, they're not going to fight that dude.
I mean, he's 27. They don't want to fight an old guy. Why don't they fight a young guy?
Text Bo.
He didn't say that. I mean, we know.
Text Bo. CYP, send him the information. That's CYP's manager.
Yeah. He real choosy, so he might be right. He might not be interested in that. Dude, like, he'd be pretty decently sharp, though, so it might be a fun fight. How many USA boxing fighters?
I think he's got like 12 in the past, like 10 years ago.
No, he's asking how many USA boxing fights do you have outside of the Border Wars fights?
Yeah, on the card. Yeah.
Oh. Well, right now we have, once I get the people's names and actually get them lined up, right now it looks like we got 11 or 12 official fights. I just need the guys from the Border Wars community to give me all their real names. But I think we're about 5 or 6 off of having a 20 fight card. And I'm working on you remember Ant because you were there. I called you out. We're actually in talks with Steve Cunningham trying to get his kids to come down and get them some fights as well. So we're trying to get some, names in the building and build up the Blancas's, get Daniel Blancas's.
When do we get the list of the people that are actually fighting?
You can look it up on Conquer Club. I mean, it's public. If you go on Conquer Club and you look at Border Wars, it will show you who's all fighting, what weight they're fighting at, how many fights each person has. That's the beauty of the app. Like, you can see how many fights there are. You can see who's fighting who. You can see who's accepted the fight and who's awaiting confirmation.
Okay. Yeah. I'm about to get my books. Maybe next time I'll pull up in Vegas and I'll beat you up again, Adrian.
I got you. Hey, I'm with it, man. I mean, win, lose, or draw, I just like a better showing for the both of us than we did last time.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't like the quiet crowd. All you can hear was Ness yelling.
You was spitting on the motherfucking canvas and shit. I remember that. But I'm gonna go through the fight card right now. I can pull it up right now. This is what I have officially.
I pulled some Keith Thurman shit in that fight. I threw a bunch of punches. I'm like, okay, I flurried. Okay, the round about to be over, and I don't know how it happened. I spit whatever it is with that mouthpiece. It just likes to pop out. That happened to me a few times. I should have just replaced it, but I didn't. But that shit popped out. I'm looking like Keith Thurman got a stiff one to the stomach from Pacquiao. Shit, that thing was flying in the air. But, you know, that's what happens. It's boxing. I caught it. I think I caught it.
So I got a question actually on the card. So I'm going to read off what we have so far. These are matches that are lined up and confirmed. So this one's an amateur. This is not in the community. This is one of my fighters, Fernando Camarena versus Alan Rosales. From the community, Julian versus Elijah. that's confirmed. I heard that fight was off, but both these guys confirmed on the app that they're down and ready to fight. So that's something we just got to confirm.
Yeah, we haven't got anything from Julian in terms of sparring footage. From Elijah.
Okay.
So, that's where we're at with that. We're waiting. Julian, on the other hand, doesn't care and wants to take the fight like that. But obviously, that's not.
Yeah, that's not how we like to do things. But that fight is officially in the books at a weight match of 190, the max weight being 197 and the minimum weight being 182. Even though these guys, they matched up at 175 and 195. So if you guys hear me, you guys want to be close to those dimensions. You don't want it to be so far off that the commission comes at me a certain way. Next fight, we got Leonardo Blancas. This is one of the Blancas brothers versus Tyrell McCoy Jr. This is another highly ranked amateur. Each of these kids has 50 fights. Then we got Price Sparrow versus Tyree Sawyer. Like I told you, Price reached out and contacted you, Ness. You passed on the information. We tried to get him a fight with Aldo Blancas because they fought twice in the Nationals or twice in competition, but they could not agree on the weight to come in at. So now it's Price Sparrow versus Tyree Sawyer. Price has 100 fights. Tyree has 28 fights. But they both were just at the Nationals and got put out in the first round at the Junior Olympics. We got another local fight, a Jaden Amaya versus a Isaac Murillo. We got Eric Lopez versus Martin Avila. Now, this is a Border Wars fight. We got Dante versus Trevor. So that is confirmed. That's official at 140 pounds. I believe that's Tip Bayless
and
Emperor King. We got Anthony Forbes versus Nathan Olison. That is official. They have both confirmed that they'll be making the certain weights. And just that, so you guys have an idea of how Conquer Club works. So Anthony and Nathan are both in there at 175. It's telling them the minimum weight is 167 and the maximum weight is 182. So notice that there is a 7-pound give either way. We got a Tyrese Anthony versus Jesse Sanchez, still waiting on a confirmation there. Now, the last one from the community that I have officially matched in Conquer Club is going to be the Battle of the Vegas. Both of these guys have confirmed, put their information in, and put the match weight in. So that's what I have officially so far. I'm just waiting on the rest of the guys from the community to match you up before I match up too many other amateurs.
Well, all right. That brings us to Tip Bellis.
Yo. Let me know if I start breaking up. But yeah, man, I just like to thank my promoter, Al Heyman. I'd like to thank Adrian Rome for having me on the card, man. You know, we're going to have a spectacular show come September 14th, man. It's going to be a Puerto Rican takeover, man. We definitely going to have a parade in the month of September, man, with the amount of Puerto Rican wins that we about to get come that weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a show. And, you know, I heard some talks, man. I heard Adrian, you know what I'm saying, the guy running the card, you know, was a training Emperor King, you know what I'm saying? But it seems like those allegations were denied, you know what I'm saying? He said himself that, yeah, he offered to help. Honestly, he should have took that help because he going to need the whole city to beat my ass. I ain't going to lie, bro. He going to need his whole city to whoop my ass come Saturday, bro. I ain't going to hold you. You know what I'm saying? But,
I told him he needed to come get some sparring. That's what I did. I hit him up. I said, we have open sparring. You know, I know the guy's training in his basement or garage, and he messes around with his friends. But I told him that to prepare for an event like Border Wars, you need to go to a boxing gym and box other boxers. That's the best way to get ready. And if you're not doing that, you're shortchanging yourself.
Yeah, man, because I'm telling you, them rounds, they that the time limit, it may seem like 2-3 minutes, you know what I'm saying, is a short amount of time, but bro, once you in that ring, you know, it's different. You know what I'm saying? That shit feel like 10. You know what I'm saying? And I'm coming to dig, bro. I'm coming to dig. I'm telling you now. I'm getting, like, my sparring ain't, it's, we not doing anything light, bro. I'm telling you, we're not doing anything light. I'm looking for a stoppage. I'm telling you now, I'm looking to whoop his ass. Come Saturday, I'm looking to whoop his ass. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he better get on it, bro. I'm telling you now, he better get on it. Because
I like to hear that, Tip. We want to see a show, you know? In the words of Info Joe, you know, put on a show and let your hands go. Word. That's what we want to see. Hey,
I can't listen. I can't tuck my tail like Alex Vega, man. I can't tuck my tail like Alex Vega. I can't be sparring dudes in their backyard and not step in a real gym and get this work, man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I really got to bring it. You know what I'm saying? I got to walk the walk and talk the talk. I can't be like Alex Vega. You know what I'm saying? I'm the A side here. You know what I'm saying? I'm the main event. I got to do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? I got a reputation to hold. You know what I'm saying? This is my year. This is the year of Tip Bayless, man. Y'all going to find out. But I'm going to holler at y'all, man.
All right. We got...
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
Looks like we got Rocky. What up?
Yo, yo.
Yo.
We hear you.
What's up, Ness? What up, Adrian?
What up?
What's going down?
It's going down, fellas. 30 days out, man. I appreciate the constructive criticism on the sparring with Vega. Man, let me tell you, man, that guy Vega is tough, man. That was definitely good work. For anybody, like, thinking about going to Border Wars, man, that sparring is so important. Just because of my busy schedule with work, that's one thing that I knew I had to pick up, and I'm definitely going to pick up this last 30 days. And that little work with Vega right there, that gave me a lot of confidence in my gas tank. I wasn't really letting my hands go too much because I felt like I might get tired against a smaller guy who can throw more punches. But, you know, we got six rounds of work in, and I was still, you know, able to get some work after that. We did some finishers and whatnot. So, man, I'm feeling good about this fight with Benitez, man. Working hard, 30 more days, you know, Judgment Day is coming, man. I can't wait.
Bet. Yeah, man, you just got to let your hands go a little bit more. I feel like you was holding back a little tentative. Maybe you was afraid of what Vega was going to bring back because he was smaller and could throw combinations. But you got good form, though. You know, definitely it looks like your uppercuts to the body. You know, have good form. And you have a good lead overhand right that you caught Vega with. Which Benitez has that weird guard. I don't know. I hear he's brought in a high-level trainer, so maybe that's going to be changed by the time y'all fight. But if not, he kind of uses that Mike Tyson guard where the thumbs, where the hands are in front of
the peekaboo? You talking about the peekaboo?
Kind of, because, you know, he's not like Mike, but it is still right here, like right up under his chin, kind of. And
more like King Arthur, right? Remember him? King Arthur Super 6 tournament?
Yeah, Abraham, whatever. Forget his name. But, yeah, that's a good guard.
Abraham.
That's a good guard to get hit in the face with a right hand. You feel me?
Again, man, I'm not sleeping on Benitez. I see he got pretty good feet for a big man, and I heard he lost some weight too since then. So, I mean, I know I'm in for a fight, but it's three rounds, and I could just promise TVV one thing, you know, sparring is sparring. But when it comes to the fight, I'm gonna let my hands go because that's gonna be my only chance to win. This is amateur boxing, take the pros, so I gotta let it go. And like I told y'all, man. Win, lose, or draw, you guys are in for a treat, and I can't wait to watch everybody else on the card, man. But that's pretty much all I got, fellas. I appreciate y'all, man.
All right, H-Town, what up?
What up, Ness? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh man, shout out to the light skinned Floyd out there, Chip Bayless. I'll see you on the road. They're on light skinned Floyd, baby. I gotta give it a tip, man. He's man of his words out there. We're gonna get in a fight. And he started to sound like a leader. I don't know about him being a follower no more. We might have a new leader in their little group they got over there, Ness. The tip sounded like he the real one. You know, might have that little Triple H and Shawn Michaels action, you know, taking over DX. But, man, shout out to all the guys fighting, man. The Vegas, Rocky, all y'all, man. Hey, much respect, guys. Hopefully we get a good show, man. Just here to support y'all, guys. I'm out.
Appreciate you, H-Town. We actually got some new Tip Bellis footage up first. Tip is in the white head gear. Oh, good head movement. Good body work. Shout out Tip, boy. They get doggy in that gym, too. They ain't going soft.
Yeah, he working.
Oh,
he
in good there really uppercut working. Off the double right hand. Nice,
Stop
Tip.
Away, Tip. Stop running away.
You on, hear him? Stop on. Running away.
When you walk away, you're looking weak.
Wow, look at that. Nice 1-1-2.
Stop walking.
Oh, good.
Stop backing up and doing all that hand.
Oh, got hit with that right hand, Tip.
A strong foundation. I need your body parts to look strong. You're closing the gap, but you're not.
Hey, yo, Tip good, but he vulnerable, bro. So it's going to be a fun fight. He gets hit.
Yeah, he coming to bang, all right. You know, my only advice to Tip would be just, man, you got to use tighter defense once you close the gap and stay there and fight.
Hands coming down, Tip, stop. Oh, better watch that uppercut. We got one more round of Tip.
Same time, make sure me. Go.
Hey, stay in the corner.
Stay in the corner.
All right.
There
we go.
Yeah. Stay in the corner. Everybody in the corner.
Shit. My boy hooked. Yo, dude hooked. Whoa. Hey, Tip, what the fuck? Man, this little dude hooked the shit out you. His arm is freakishly long, though. I can see it taking you some time to adjust. Look at that left hand. He could hook off the jab so sweet.
God. Yeah, he's leaving that whole body exposed. He's very confident in throwing that shot.
Damn, that dude Lee Han is fast. And look, he not backing up. He's staying right there, Tip. Beautiful hook, Tip. From the southpaw. Sheesh, he ran into that.
So Tip's a southpaw, right?
Yeah, from this stance.
From the looks of it, yeah.
Now
he switched.
Yeah,
okay,
now
I see
he's
switched
orthodox.
Now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. A lot of wrestling, Tip.
Looking very Bernard Hopkins like. Get in, throw a few shots, wrap up.
Good attempt. I see you try to go to the body, champ. I seen you. Oh, shit. Stop letting them hit you on that high guard. That's why I don't fuck with the high guard, bro. I don't get that shit.
You just got to know it.
Look at
you
all
gotta
these
know
shots
how to fight behind the high guard.
Look at all these shots he taking for going in that high guard. That's crazy. I don't do that.
You got to punch off the high guard, though, Ness. You tall. You probably ain't never really had to use a high guard.
Dude is letting his hands go. Hey, at least you getting good work. You might as well lose in the gym and not in the ring. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, Jake, you smell me?
Big facts. Hey,
good body work.
Sparring's just practice.
Hell yeah, it's preparation. Preparation.
You got to bring them hands back to your face tip.
Oh,
like if you're gonna throw them shots, don't leave your hands down like that.
You're putting in that work though, tip. A lot of motherfuckers ain't doing that, man.
Yeah, you know shout out to Tip, man. That's what it looks like when you go get your rounds in at a boxing gym.
Yeah.
You're going to get worked. You're going to work with guys who are higher level, same level, lower level. You're going to see all the different looks. A lot of you guys spar one person or two people out in the yard. Not to say that you're not getting work, but if you're not in that gym working with lots of different people.
Yeah, you just look, there's nothing wrong with backyard work. You just can't get complacent and think that that's enough because there's levels for a reason. That word's been in this sport before you got involved. And right now, you're in the backyard level. You need to work your way out of that. There's nothing wrong with being there, starting there, but do not get complacent and remain there. I got H-Town, $2, Discord, Ness. I fixed it. We got shout-out to the O-Secutioner, $2 from H-Town. That's what I'm saying. I'm sad we can't get this man a fight, man. That's crazy. Yo, and he should just fight me. He's 203 right now. I'm hearing he's big right now. He need to fight Supermax. It's perfect for him right now. Yo, we got H-Town, $5. Shout out to Goldilocks. This one's too old. This one's too young. This one's out of shape. No experience. 50 years old is just right. Laughing my ass off. Yo, he funny because that's from that bedtime story, right? That dude is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what is it? The three bears or something? The three about the
little
bears.
Yeah, the three little bears. He's hilarious. No, Danny didn't get fired. Danny's just not on the show. He covers the fights. You know, he was at the Vegas fight here for Bukacek and Virgil, and he also covered the L.A. fight for, Terrence Bud Crawford. But he is phasing out. He wants to do other things, you know. You got to let that man grow. But that is everything. We're back at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard, 7 o'clock Eastern for another one. Peace.